You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. San Luis Obispo County's Carrizo Plain National Monument has apparently been spared under the current review of national monuments by the Trump administration. At least it's not on the list of monuments nationwide recommended for elimination or size reduction. That's according to a leaked memo by the U.S. Department of the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. According to Zinke's August 24th memorandum to President Trump, none of the six California National Monuments on the original review list are up for revision, but Zinke did recommend changes to 10 of the 27 national monuments on the review list, including Bears Ears in Utah, Gold Butte in Nevada, and the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument on the Oregon-California border. A copy of Zinke's report, labeled Draft Deliberations Not for Distribution, can be found on a website called Document Cloud. That's an online publishing platform for original documents. The Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post were the first news outlets to report on the memo that the Trump administration refused to make public. Two of the national monuments recommended for changes are in the Pacific Ocean and would open up vast areas of protected fisheries to commercial fishing. Noah Oppenheim is the executive director of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations. He says members of his industry will fight the proposed changes to marine national monuments and sanctuaries.
We strongly condemn the motivation of this executive order, which represents an oil grab by the Trump administration. If we keep our marine resources healthy and our marine ecosystems thriving, then we can fish in a sustainable way forever. But if we open up these sanctuaries to oil and gas, we threaten that very ability in a fundamental way.
It's unclear what action President Trump will take on the recommendations. The Department of the Interior has yet to comment on the public release of Zinke's report. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.